All right, today is July 20th, year 2008. It's the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, feast day St. Margaret, and also St. Elias, the great prophet of God from the Old Testament era. We're going to make a brief comment. What's going on in here in Rome is not true Catholicism. You got that bastard anti-pope, apostate Benedict XVI this week visiting Australia. What's his big message when he goes over there? I'd like to apologize for all the crimes done against the indigenous Indians of Australia. These wonderful, beautiful, pagan aborigines. Wonderful, beautiful. That's what they paint them out to be, right? What does St. Paul say they are? They're a bunch of idolaters, steeped in darkness. What does St. Paul say the fate's going to be of all these people, these pagan, idolater Indians? And I'm not going to do this now, but I was going to talk about this today, but I didn't plan to do this sermon. But I was going to talk about the pagan American Indians. All right? What were they doing? They were worshiping totem poles? They were committing human sacrifices. They were scalping one another for unjust reasons. They were committing adulteries and fornications. They were idolatrous, blasphemous, rebellious, war paint covered pigs. Immodest pigs. They were not good. They were evil as evil could ever be. And unless they had a chance to hear about Catholicism, there was no hope for their salvation. Benedict XVI says, the Aborigines. Wait a second. These Aborigines, according to our religion, are pagans. They're heathens. Psalm 95:5, the gods of the Gentiles are devils. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:20 to 21, that which the heathen sacrifice, they sacrifice unto devils and not unto God. And I will not have you be partakers with devils. And he says in Apocalypse 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their portion in the pool of burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He's talking about what awaits these people. And now we're glorifying these pagan Indians and putting them up on a pedestal. Why do you think God left the American Indians in darkness for so long? Because they were wicked. Wicked and wicked. It's not for you to question God's mind. He knows everything before it was created. He knows if someone's good or bad. And he knows where to put them on the earth. They were left abandoned all that time because they rotted to the pits of hell. And when the conquistadors came over here, they gave them a hope of salvation without which they had no hope. They think that they were persecuted by conquistadors. Well, when you die, you're persecuted by the Catholic God. As St. Paul says, an eternal hellfire for all eternity. I am sick and tired of these pagan, bastard American Indians. With their war paint, with their war parties, they're rising up again. You just take a look at it around here. They got their national, their war parties coming together. They're slobs, they're pigs, they're pagans, they're idolaters. That's what I tell you, you are. You people better watch out. You got the Jews, apostate Jews being glorified, homosexuals, feminists, apostate Catholics, American Indians, Buddhists, Hindus. I'm sick of it. And they get up and people are not taking the proper stance against these Indians. They're looking at it like a racial thing. I'm telling you Indians, that before, unless you're Catholic, you're a pagan, you're an idolater, you're a heathen, you're disgusting in the eyes of the Catholic God, and if you die that way, God is going to burn you in hell for all eternity. He's not just going to cut your foot off or cut your hand off or kill a few of you. You're all going to end up in hell for all eternity if you don't believe in the Catholic God. And I'll tell you right now, these guys are arrogant. And the whole world's afraid of them, just like they are of the Jews. Whenever the Indian shows up, they all go, oh, the holy Indian, the holy medicine man. Look at these guys. They're goofy. They're on a natural plane. Look at the things they do. They put chicken feathers in their head. They hop all over the place. They throw paint on their face. They do stupid, goofy things. Dumb. And I will tell you, if it comes up against the war and all these Indians come against me, I say, either you're going to kill me or I'm going to kill every one of you because we don't stand together in the same room. There's war, pal, and I'm going to show you what the Catholic God is all about. Put down that paganism. Stop your dirty filthiness. You're rebellious against God, and I'm here to tell you, you can't resist them. We will defeat you every time. And if you killed me now, even today, and God allowed it, I would be a martyr and go straight to heaven. I would pray for the conversion of your souls, but if you die the way you die now, you're going to hell for all eternity. But I will not sit back passively and let these people do their pagan things and let them get away with it. They're not holy people. You got these so-called nominal Catholics and these other people that aren't even Indians smoking peace pipe with them committing idolatry. Every time you smoke that peace pipe, you commit an idolatry. And talk about that their big Indian chief, what do they call them, the big feather or something? Who's their god anyway? The saint represents himself to them as some, I don't even know what they call their guy. Yeah? And these are the wise guys. Well, the Indians are the wise ones. They're not lies at all, folks. You know, they're not wise at all. And then when you watch these old Westerns, you'll see a goofy Protestant preacher look dumber than the Indians, so you think the Indians are smart. But these are just goofy Protestant preachers. You've got one goofball after another in this world pumping themselves up as righteous people, and they all stink. But I will not have that Indian raise up his head and start crying like, you genocide, you are a pagan. One guy said, he says, us Spanish people have to make a choice on what side we're going to take. But here's where he was wrong. He was Spanish, but he also had some Indian blood, like a lot of Spanish do in Mexico, in South America, and in New Mexico. The Spanish people had to make a choice. He said, we have to choose. Do you want to be Spanish or do you want to be Indian? That wasn't really the exact way to mention it, but here's what he really meant. Being Spanish really meant being Catholic. So what Spain really means to the Indian is Catholicism. It really means Catholicism. Because you had good Indians that were Catholics. So I'm talking about pagan Indians now, not the ones that converted and became Catholic. The real choice that the person has to make who's mixed with Spanish and Indian blood is Catholicism or pagan Indianism. Catholicism or pagan Indianism. If you take side with the pagan Indian, I want nothing to do with you. If you take side with the pagan Indian, he's all yours. God kills whole races. And just certain races in the history of mankind have been exterminated by God. But I'm talking to a lot of these people out here, you better take sides. And it doesn't have to do with... It has to do with Catholicism and paganism. I look at a lot of these guys that were in this, and they had Spanish last names, so technically their race really is Spanish. You are what your father is. Why don't you want to associate with your Spanish side, particularly by the fact because it's Catholic? But I'm not putting down people who are Indians, neither, if you're a pure Indian. So what? Become a Catholic. Repudiate your ancestors. They're a bunch of heathens. An Indian could be holier than a Spanish person. If we got a Catholic Indian convert and he's in the camp today, and there's a Spanish heretic down the block, that Catholic Indian is holier than the Spanish guy. It really has to do with their religion. It's not a racial thing. They want to make it into a racial thing, but I'm here to tell you Indians, look at the way you're living today. You're living like a bunch of lazy, slothful pigs on your reservations. Just look at yourselves. You're filthy. Oh, I'm picking on the Indians. Well, I'm picking on everybody too. Because even the Irish now went back to the Druids, and the Germans are going back to their Wodan gods, and every race can go back to a time when they were barbaric. What they're doing today is pagan heathenism, and somebody needs to call them to conversion. They took over all the missions now, and the Indians are running them, and it's syncretism. You go in there, it looks more pagan than it does Catholic. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And people, the Indian walks around and he gets that respect that the homo gets and the feminist and the apostate Jew, where everybody is, there's an Indian, American Indian, American Indian. Oh, American Indian, what about him? So he's an American Indian, so what? Is he Catholic or is he a pagan? Well, no, he practices the old ancient rites and he's a heathen, he's a pagan. What do I care about this guy? He's worthless. And then you look at all these non-Indians, white people walking around with ponytails looking like Indians. Look-alike Indians. Hey, I want to be just like an Indian. How neat those Indians are. I want to be like an Indian going to teepee, and I want to smoke the peace pipe because it's got pot in there and I can get high and all that. Let me be an Indian. You big goofball. I was arguing with a German guy like that. Had a big ponytail. He was German. I thought he was an Indian, but I knew he didn't look like an Indian. I says, what are you? And he goes, I'm a German. He says, what are you glorifying these Indians? He's talking about Mother Earth. And he didn't know what he believed in. But Aristea was with me. And the more I was refuting him, I was rebuking him, I was slamming all his false beliefs, he was first circling close to me in a circle. Then he was circling further away from me. Then further away from me, right? And then he fought him so far, he got by his car and got in and took off, you know? Oh, man, I slammed him. I said, you're a jerk. What are you talking all this stuff for? You're not even an Indian, you goofball. I says, first you're talking about Mother Earth, then you're talking about multiple gods, then you're talking about the Indian chief in the sky. So you're messed up, pal. You don't even make common sense according to your own belief. He's talking about how God is a woman and all that. He's going on and on, you know. He's the kind of guy, remember when he came in, just to show you people how we try to avoid people, but sometimes God wants a confrontation. I'm talking to Aristotle, we're waiting to get his car fixed. The guy comes and he sits behind us and he opens up the newspaper and he's reading the newspaper, right? And I'm talking to Aristotle and I see the guy. He came right by us. I said, this is him. Don't talk to him. Aristotle and I go, don't talk to him. He starts going, ha, 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 ha. He's laughing. I'm not even listening to him. Ah, he's laughing again, right? Aristotle and I are going, this guy's bad, man. Don't talk to him. He's trying to... Then he gets up and he goes, oh, you got to see this. Look in this newspaper. All right, you engaged me. You're going to get it. And he got it. And we went on for about a while. You should have seen. He's coming close to me. And he's walking back. And then he's circling. Then he's circling further away. Then he's, and he's getting angrier and angrier. I'm calling him a heathen, a pagan. You know, I'm refuting. I don't even remember all the words I said, but I'm refuting them. You know, I say, look, you're not even making sense. Go to my website. No, I'm not going to take that card, you know. And then the further he gets, then he gets near his car. And then he jumps in his car and he takes off. He never even went into the auto shop or whatever he came for. He came to harass me. But what a baffled man. He says, look, what are you? Are you an American Indian? He goes, no, I'm a German. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? You got two strikes against you. You're not even racially an Indian. You're a German. Why are you defending their pagan beliefs even? And what you just told me here, pal, makes no sense whatsoever, even for logic. I refuted him through logic, too, and caught him in all his lies and all that. But you see that. You see, I've seen even the Jews invite the American Indians over to Israel. You know why? Because they're both enemies against God's Catholic Church. The Jews are using these Indians, and they are going to use them, and the Antichrist is going to use these Indians as part of his army. Everybody who had an intense hatred towards the Catholic Church and were a very obstinately evil racist. Now, I always say, just because a race is predominantly evil, I'm not a racist. I don't condemn Indians because of their race. I condemn them because of their false religions and their false beliefs. And I'm telling you, in the history of the American Indian race, it's one of the worst pagan races in the face of the earth, along with Chinese are very difficult, Orientals, some of these other races, African races are difficult, but not as difficult. So some races are more convertible. But even the most convertible races are the Germans and the English and the French. Even they, only few of them even get saved. Even only few of them get saved. All right, so I'm here to stop with the flattery stuff, with this nonsense with these Indians, okay? And it has to do with Hinduism and Buddhism too. The Dalai Lama, this Dalai goofball walking around with this, and everybody, he's another one like the Indians. You know, that's sort of like your Chinese Indians. They think this guy's holy. He's an idiot. He's an idolater. He worships false gods. So anyway, that's it for now for this sermon. I wasn't going to get into that, but. Do not let these people run roughshod of you when they try to exalt their pagan ways. And why is it so hard for you people out there to do what I'm telling you, you nominal Catholics? Because you're not really Catholic yourselves. It's me calling you to conversion to let you know that the only protection from these pagan American Indians is true Catholicism, which I am preaching here, and Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.